B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Jane?
Yo ho ho.
Yo ho ho. Okay, man. So you're looking for Misty?
That's right. I've been looking for her ass. I don't know where it's been because the ass was good and it's been gone.
All right. So, I mean, I guess there was sex involved. Was this a first date?
Hold on. I didn't mean to be putting it all out there like that.
Well, let me ask you this. How many dates did you have with this girl?
It was one good one, okay?
It was beautiful.
So dramatic pause.
It's an actual second date up here. Okay, so explain to us what happened during this amazing date where ass was gotten.
Well, what had happened was I met her online, mm-hmm. and, you know, hot chick, you know, hit her up. We had a lot in common, good conversations on the phone and stuff, and so I took her out. We then proceed to go back to my place and do things that adults do.
Okay.
Morning, she was gone. And I possibly because I snore a lot. I have to admit, I snore pretty loud. And, like, I can be hard to wake up. Like, you have to physically shake me. Like, car alarm type that don't do nothing to me. Babies crying, I'm fortunate. It don't do nothing to me. You have to, like, physically shake me. I honestly don't remember her leaving. So I'm guessing she was upset or mad because I didn't wake up.
Maybe she was like, hey, I'm leaving. And you were just ripping. And, hey, I'm leaving. Maybe it got to the point where she thought you were, like, faking being asleep or something. That's an easy fix because, you know, we'll just be like, hey, listen, he's a heavy-ass sleeper. And clearly you put it on him good that he just couldn't wake up. All right, hang on, Gene. We're going to call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Misty?
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, perfect. Misty, my name is Romero, and I'm calling here with Pebbles and Melissa. And so we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and this is actually tremendous why we're calling you. We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you for something spectacular.
Look, I'm not buying what you're selling. Listen, so just, like, take me off your f***ing list. I'm driving.
What? No. We got your phone number from a guy who would love to go on a date with you. He called us up, and he it's somebody that you know, first of all. So I'm going to tell you his name. He feels like you and he have a chemistry, and he would love to take you out on a date. So here's the deal. I'm going to tell you his name. And when you agree to a date with this gentleman, we will take care of the bill as far as drinks, food, all that stuff. And we'll let you pick. We'll let you pick the place. We'll let you pick the day, the time. We'll set up everything on our end just so you guys could show up, have a nice dinner, drinks. You know who the guy is, so it's not a weird setup.
I hope you say the right name.
You hope I say the right name? How many names? I mean, okay, I'll just
you
say the
better.
Name. Yeah. His name is Gene.
Oh my God.
Was that the right name?
That's not the right name, but that is a name.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, here is the deal. He wants to apologize if he didn't wake up the next morning when you left. I don't want to get too TMI, but let's just say that you put it on him.
Oh, my God. No, listen, we had a good time, you know, on the day. Everything was cool. I thought he wasn't, you know, he was acceptable. So we go back.
Wow.
And, he's definitely going to get a f***ing call from me at some point, you know, after I get my car back.
After you get your car back?
So listen. The night I went over to his house, it was like a big nor'easter. I parked my car. I wait for him in this cold-ass lobby while he parked, right? He gave me his address.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to leave in the morning, first off, he didn't wake up. So that was weird. But I come out, one of my tires is flat. There's a giant turd on my hood. And somebody keyed eat on my trunk.
So somebody, like, fucked your car up.
Literally, fucking car up. Like, what do you do with it?
Right, but I don't understand the connection to Gene.
I mean, he's the one who fucking did it, that fucking piece of shit.
Hold on.
How do you know that?
Gene's on the phone, Misty.
Oh,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Gene, did you like, mess with her car?
No.
So, okay, he said, so how do you know that it was Gene if he said he didn't do it?
Listen, I have proof, you f***ing cock bag. It's all my f***ing video.
What video?
Oh,
idiot.
How do you have video of it?
I have a dash cam, if you had looked, that's always recording. My friend at work helped me play it back, and it shows Gene doing it.
Well, hold on. I mean, like, to be fair, this is like the third time somebody stole my spot.
What are you doing?
Hold on a minute.
All right. Hold on. To my defense, I didn't know it was your car. What had happened was when we got back, I was in a room and I could see that somebody was parked in my spot, right? You went to sleep.
When did you even do this?
I did it in the middle of the night. You were asleep. I'm trying to tell you the story. Look, I couldn't go to sleep. I was pissed off,
you know,
that this was the third time that somebody had stole my spot after I shoveled the snow. The main thing that I want to know is, now that we got past this.
What the f*** are you about to say?
I need to know, Gene, at what point did you get to your house and immediately trash the car? Like, what was it that happened?
We got back. Things went down. I couldn't go to sleep, right? So I kept expecting, because I was looking out through the blinds, and they never came back. I was hoping I could confront them, but since I couldn't, I figured I'd take matters to my own hands. So then I went out there and I handled some business. Look, like I said, the main question is, I forgive you. It was an honest mistake, right? Right? So how about
he forgives
we continue on and act like
you forgive me? How about I don't forgive you?
I think besides Gene destroying your car, you guys had a great time. If you could just overlook that one thing.
Ergo, how about hell no?
You can buy me, how about this? Gene, you can buy me a new fucking car. And then I'll think about a date.
What I really think, though, is you need some time to cool off. Like, you're a little emotional right now. So how about we take the night to think it over, and we talk about it in the morning.
Did you really just do that?
So that's a no to a date, Misty?
That.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.